Penguin Random House Audio presents Master of the Senate, The Years of Lyndon Johnson, Book 3, by Robert A. Caro. Read by Grover Gardner.
Introduction. The Presence of Fire. When you come into the presence of a leader of men, you know you have come into the presence of fire, that it is best not incautiously to touch that man, that there is something that makes it dangerous to cross him. Woodrow Wilson. The room on the first floor of the Barber County Courthouse in the little town of Eufaula, Alabama, was normally the county clerk's office, but after it had closed for the day on August 2, 1957, it was being used by the county's Board of Registrars, the body that registered citizens so they could vote in elections. Not that the board was going to register any of the three persons who were applying that day, for the skin of these applicants was black. It was not a large room, and it was furnished very plainly. Its walls, white and in need of a fresh coat of paint, were adorned only by black and white photographs of former county officials. Against the rear wall stood a row of battered old filing cabinets that contained records of deeds and mortgages and applications for driver's licenses. And in front of the cabinets were six small utilitarian gray metal office desks, each with a small worn chair. Then there was a waist-high wooden counter at which people doing business with the county clerk's office usually stood. Today, the three registrars were standing behind the counter, and the applicants were standing in the bare space in front of it. No one offered them a chair, and the registrars didn't bother to pull up chairs for themselves because the hearing wasn't going to take very long.